Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Roses are red. Violets are blue. When the Z Morning Zoo calls your man, he better choose you. War of the Roses. Catching cheaters one at a time. And it starts now.
Now, don't forget, if you got that radio.com app, you get all the podcasts from War of the Roses, Dirty Work, Phone Scams, Shaggy riding nude side saddle on a horse.
Yeah.
Best.
That's the cover of the podcast right there. But first, let's do a brand new War of the Roses with Jasmine. Hello, Jasmine.
Hello.
So who are we putting to the test for you today?
My boyfriend, Sean.
Right. Okay. Now, you said in your email that you got the old vibes again, which means what?
I think he's messing around.
Right. Okay. Because you caught him doing this once before, correct?
Yeah. A couple of years ago, he cheated on me and we broke up. Then he convinced me to get back with him and we've been fine ever since then, but until now.
Okay. So when you say you've got the old vibes, it's that feeling that something isn't right?
Yeah, he's been acting real sneaky lately, like almost like he's hiding something.
Okay. Well, here's a real easy way to find out. Let's run War of the Roses on him, okay?
Okay.
All right, so what we're going to do is we're going to offer Sean the chance to send some free roses to anyone he wants, and you're going to get to hear who he chooses and what he puts on the card, okay?
Okay.
And before we get started, I have to ask, are you sure you want all of this on the air?
Yeah.
Darling at random.
Good morning. I'm calling to speak with the Sean, please.
This is Sean.
Good morning, Sean. My name's Ashley, and I'm calling from the Visa Rewards Program. How are you today?
Oh, I'm doing just fine. You got some rewards for me?
Actually, I do. So, you were one of the winners of a contest we're running right now.
Wait, are you serious?
Yep. We're running a monthly drawing of all Visa users, and this month your name was one of the winners, so congratulations.
Oh, wow. That's really cool. Holy crap, I can't believe it. Thank you.
Well, believe it, because you won.
So what did I win? Do I get like a gift card or something?
Well, unfortunately, nothing like that. We just give away little prizes, so that way we can have a bunch of winners every month. So like last month, we gave away umbrellas, and this month we're giving away flowers. So you won a beautiful bouquet of red roses that we can either send to your house, or if you prefer, we can send them to somebody you know as a gift. So basically, it's going to look like, you know, you took the time to send somebody a dozen roses, and the choice is totally yours.
Okay. I guess I'll take the umbrella then.
Well, no, we don't have any umbrellas. We just have the roses. So what I was saying is we can either send them to you or send the roses to somebody else, like maybe your wife or your girlfriend, somebody like that.
Okay, sorry. Okay, gotcha. Yeah, okay, you send some flowers to somebody for me then.
Okay, great. So the first thing I need from you is going to be the name of the person that you'd like to send the flowers to. So I need a first and last name.
All right, first name is Nikki, it's two K's. And then the last name is B-R-E-M.
Excuse me, do you want to try that again?
Oh, snap!
Anyway.
Yes.
Okay, sorry. First name is Nikki with two K's. And the last name is B-R-E-M.
That's not what I'm talking about. I mean, do you want to try again and choose right this time?
Are you talking about the umbrella?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh. Hey, Sean, listen, this is not the Visa Rewards Program. This is actually the Z Morning Zoo radio show on Z104. And right now you're on War of the Roses. Your girlfriend, Jasmine, is actually on with us.
Hi. Remember me?
Sean is gone. Okay. Jasmine, do you know who this other person is, this Nikki girl?
No idea.
Okay.
But I can tell you one thing. I'm sure as hell gonna find out.
The Z Morning Zoo's War of the Roses.